This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time now to go beyond the headlines. And for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
This is what happens when Charlie puts me in charge of things.
Oh.
We start the show a couple minutes early.
Yeah.
As in my bad. Hi, everyone. Hello. These first 90 seconds don't count. He's James. I'm Kyle. Anything you want to get off your chest before the show starts?
We'll just start yelling things. Chaos.
All right, I'll get this taken before we dive into what we have for you today. We'll have some Kings training camp takeaways from our very own James Hamm. LeBron had another decision thing. We have a new report from Shams Charania on Giannis Antetokounmpo. Week 5 of the NFL wrapped up with a Jags win. Have the Jags arrived to talk about that? We have Tuesday tiers. We've got power rankings. There's a ton of stuff to get into.
Of course.
Before we do any of that, though, a big shout out to our boss, Aaron, who grows pomegranates, obviously, as one does. And he brought in a giant thing of pomegranates today.
It's so much work, Kyle.
I love a pomegranate.
Yeah.
And I said this on the internet, and I'll say it here. I'm brave. I love a pomegranate. This is not anti-pomegranate. This is a pro-pomegranate program. Pro-pomegranate program. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The pomegranate's doing way too much, brother. Like, apple. Grab it.
Take a bite.
Eat the apple.
Yep.
An orange. All right, you got to peel it. But then once you peel it, you just eat the orange. A grape. Grab the grape. The strawberry. Cut off the green stuff on top, but then you can just eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
A pomegranate, in my experience, has been a lot because you got to cut it open and then you got to take the little seeds out, and they recommend you do it in a bowl of water because the seeds will break and spray juices everywhere, and it's just like, so they want you to do that. Aaron, our boss, Aaron Miller, says, do you know how to cut one of those?
Oh.
And I said, I think so. And then I explained to him what I just explained to you. And then he said, no. Here's how you do it. You're going to cut the top off.
Okay.
Okay. So you just take a very thin slice on top. And that exposes the membrane layers that go around it like lines on a basketball.
Yeah.
He's like, and then you cut it at those membrane layers.
Oh.
Like, man, that is. Ah. And then you eat the seeds out. It's just, that's a lot. That's a lot of work to eat some seeds out of a fruit.
It, you know, like a mango. I love mango. I love fresh mango.
Yes, absolutely.
It is so much work.
It's a lot of
it's
work.
Like someone turned the pit sideways and made it too big inside, and you're like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're getting all of these.
It's like
out
because
of the way.
They're not meant to. That's their defense mechanism. Like, they're not supposed to be eaten.
Yeah.
But we figured it out. And so I'm going to try our boss's cutting technique tonight, where I'm going to cut the top off this pomegranate to expose the membrane layers. And then I'm going to cut it along there. And then you pull it off like in pieces, like an orange. And then you eat the seeds out of each piece.
That just seems like it's such a lot of work.
It's so much.
It is.
I'm going to film the whole thing. I'm going to turn it into content. Pomegranate, the ultimate content fruit. A couple other things. We'll get way into Kings and Niners and Raiders stuff, but they made a big deal yesterday out of LeBron James. The decision part two was coming at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And of course it is an advertisement. Of course it was. I did not know that anyone actually thought that it was anything other than that. I did not realize how gullible the general public is. I should have known.
Mm-hmm.
But people so overreacted to this announcement that LeBron was going to make an announcement at 9 a.m. Pacific time. People actually thought he was going to announce his retirement.
Mm.
Ticket prices for the Lakers' final game against the Jazz went from like $80 a ticket to $500 a ticket.
Oh, no.
Because people were like, oh my God, it's good. And people okay, now that we know it was a Hennessy ad, that's what it was for. It was a Hennessy collaboration with LeBron.
I had heard that it was probably going to be an Amazon announcement.
His retirement.
Yeah.
And there were people who were actually like, wow, all these sites, Overtime and Yahoo Sports and all these aggregation sites were like, oh, wow, LeBron not retiring. Like, yeah, duh. Did you actually think that? You actually think LeBron James, all right, let's get inside our right minds here. You actually think LeBron James was going to forecast that he was going to announce something at 9 a.m. Pacific on a Tuesday in early October? That's when you think LeBron James was going to announce his retirement from basketball? That he was just going to randomly sit down with somebody on a Tuesday and be like, yeah, hey, I'm done. No way.
We're all wondering where Jim Gray is at this moment.
Right, are you kidding me? You really were so gullible? You thought he was going to retire? No. Oh, my God. Get LeBron. He's going to... When LeBron announces his retirement, it is going to be a primetime special on ESPN. They're going to announce. There's going to be a press conference. It's going to be a whole thing. There's going to be fanfare. He wouldn't do it at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday the week before the season starts, 2 weeks before the season starts.
No.
No freaking chance.
Yeah, he likes the spotlight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, look, you can't ask the Boys and Girls Club to not go to school on a Tuesday morning to surround him when he announces his retirement.
Right, exactly.
They're all in school.
Exactly.
Like, no, you got to do it at least in the evening so they're home from school.
Golly, man. Like, it's brilliant advertising. Like, salute to whoever at Hennessy came up with that idea. But one, I think that LeBron doing this is really off-putting to me. It feels like such a clown thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, man, like, cool.
You're going to make it that big of a deal for a Hennessy commercial?
Yeah, that's it.
It's like the boy who cries wolf. Like, we're not going to care next time he wants to call a press conference.
but that's just that it wasn't a press conference.
No.
It was like a pre-recorded thing where he was going to sit down and talk to somebody. Like, of course it was an advertisement. Of course it was. There was no chance, zero chance he was announcing his retirement. Mm. Zero. None. So I was floored by how many people were like, oh, it was just an advertisement. Like, duh.
Yeah.
You thought you were going to wake up today and at 9 a.m. you were going to find out LeBron James is hanging up his sneakers? Come on.
Fooled you.
If I can't even think of not Giannis, that's too high of a tier of player. If, like, name an all-star who's not an all-NBA guy.
Oh, I don't know.
Great. Perfect. Why can I not think of NBA players? If Desmond Bain had done that, it'd be like, oh, okay, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Salute to that. But LeBron doing it is like, cool, man.
Come on, man.
I guess. Like, whatever. Anyways, LeBron James did not announce his retirement. If you're tapped into Sports Talk Radio because you were hoping he would, sorry, but glad you're here. Hope you stick around. Speaking of NBA stars making, we'll get this other news out of the way, and then we'll dive into the stuff that matters today. There was a report from Shams Charania that New York, the Knicks, that is, New York emerged as the only team Giannis Antetokounmpo desired outside of Milwaukee in the offseason, sources told ESPN. And the Knicks and Bucks engaged in talks for a window of time. It turns out that window of time was in August.
Mm.
And I think what the Knicks ran into and what the Bucks ran into, and the reason these talks never got super substantial, is what we've talked about with Giannis. It's what we've talked about with Kevin Durant to an extent. Is there is a... The NBA is not get this superstar on your team and you're automatically a contender now.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what the sport is anymore. It's not the direction the game's going. And so the Knicks, it's in the same vein as the Kings with Jonathan Kuminga. The Kings are going, yeah, we'll take Jonathan Kuminga if we can get him at what we perceive to be as a discount. We'll take him. We're not going to go push all our chips in for him. And so I think the Knicks called the Bucks and went, hey, or the Bucks called the Knicks, said, hey, just wanted to explore this, and the Knicks are like, yeah, if you want a first-round pick and OG Anunoby, and the Bucks are like, no, we need everything. And the Knicks said, no, because then we're in your position.
Yeah.
We don't want to be in your position.
Well, that, and I mean, like, look, the dynamic of the salary cap here, the Knicks have a bunch of players that make a ton of money.
Right.
So, like, coming up with a trade that works isn't that difficult, mm-hmm. but is it, like, Giannis for... Cat and Mikal Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Knicks would be like, no, how about Cat and OG?
Mm-hmm.
Or could it be OG and Mikal Bridges?
Mm-hmm.
Straight across for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then picks.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Bucks are going to want a ton of other things.
Right.
And the way the Knicks are built is they put all their chips in like before last season, and they're contracts are all bloated.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a lot of assets, or they didn't have a lot of assets outside of some first round picks that they still have remaining, but like they don't have a lot of extra players. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they have a youth movement that they can trade. You know, they can, like what the Lakers did years ago to get Anthony Davis.
Right, right.
Right? Like they don't have that to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they're offering is like ready made pieces for a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if you're not a playoff team, if you know that you're trading Giannis and you're going to have to take a massive step backwards,
mm-hmm.
you already lost Chris Middleton. You already lost Drew Holiday. You already lost Brooke Lopez.
Damian Lillard.
Yeah, Damian Lillard. Like you've gutted your roster for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like make that make sense. Like I get Giannis wants to go to New York, mm-hmm. but and like realistically, the Knicks should consider it.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not going to, you're very likely, if you're the Knicks, because Milwaukee has made it very clear, yeah, we don't want to trade him. If we trade him, it's for a, like, godfather offer.
Yeah.
But if you're making, if you're any team making said godfather offer, you're just going to become the Milwaukee Bucks, mm-hmm. who can't get out of the freaking first round in the East.
Yeah.
So if you're, this is an impossible spot now, because the Bucks have Giannis on their team, a top three player in the sport,
yep.
comfortably, and certainly the greatest player in franchise history in recent franchise history
for the Bucks.
Yes,
yeah, yeah. You got to go back to like Lou Alcindor,
right?
Yeah.
So you have these things. you're not going to be able to, the smart thing to do is to trade him mm-hmm. at this point, right? I think everybody's kind of in agreement on that. The smart thing to do would be to trade him, but the trade that would make sense where you're like, wow, all right, I get it for Milwaukee, I don't think is going to be out there.
Yeah, and it's going to be so tough.
And it, right, and if you're a team, it's like, yeah, you'd love to acquire Giannis, but if you're the Rockets, are you gutting your roster to get Giannis? If you're Oklahoma City, are you gutting your roster to get Giannis?
No, but I think there are teams that have that are uniquely like established and in a position to try to make a move.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring up Houston, you bring up OKC. Like the problem with OKC and Houston is they're not going to want to give up their top three guys.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so then it becomes like a really, really watered down mismatch of five players.
Mm-hmm.
And now how do you replace five? There's no way to do it. There's just not. So, like, you might give up Chet if you're OKC. You might give up Chet and then a whole bunch of the other guys like the Aaron mm-hmm. Wiggins of the world and, you know, that type of player. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know. It's so tough.
Yeah, you just won a title with those guys.
And you could probably win another five titles over the next 8 years with some of those dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be tough.
It is. I don't envy the Bucks front office right now, because really clear Giannis wants out of there. And I think when that time comes, it is a matter of, is he going to say, I want to go to New York and New York only?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to take some really cheap offer from New York or a semi-inflated offer from that from somebody else, a la Dame wanting to go to Miami and then getting traded to Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is going to end well for anybody.
No, and that's always what the fear is with this, because, you know, Giannis, you'd hope that he'd play his entire career somewhere. Like when you find somebody mm-hmm. this good and this talented, especially like the 15th, 16th pick in the draft,
mm-hmm.
and you help cultivate who he is as a player and you help develop him, and then he becomes this amazing, amazing player, you really hope that he would stick around as long as possible. But at the end of the day, man, the second that, which is right around this time, that they announced that Kevin Porter Jr. is their starting point guard, if I'm Giannis, I'm doing the same thing.
You think it's Cole Anthony?
Just throwing his hands up like, what am I supposed to do here? Like, this is not what I signed up for.
That's the thing, and that's why I have a hard time blaming Giannis in this situation, because he has stuck it out a lot longer than most players probably would have.
Yeah.
And they just continue. Like, Miles Turner is your answer?
Oh, yeah. Miles Turner and
Kyle
Kuzma?
I like Miles Turner fine. I don't think Miles Turner is a bad player. But when Giannis is, like, saying, I want to win titles.
Mm-hmm.
I want to win. He's like, well, the first thing we have to do is win some games and then get out of the first round, and then we can go from there. Like, that's where that he's gone from, hey, it's not a failure if we lose in the first round. Is every year you don't get a promotion a failure? Like, oh. And now he's like, hey, if we don't get out of the first, what the hell are we doing? Yeah, man. Yeah. Took him a while to get here, but I don't think this is going to end in any way that is good for anyone.
No, and it's unfortunate.
It is.
Like, their roster, their roster is a total mess. Man, it is
not a good group.
It is not a good roster at all. And, you know, again, people in Sacramento, a little disappointed that the big free agent acquisition this summer was Dennis Schroeder.
Mm-hmm.
Just think if you're walking into the season and Kevin Porter is your starting point guard. The guy who got cut from the Cavs because he started a violent food fight in their team facility. Like crazy.
Was that him? Wasn't that J.R. Smith?
No.
Porter had bad like legal stuff.
No, it was Kevin Porter before he left Cleveland. And then, yes, he had legal problems as well.
Did domestic violence?
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Wit, isn't he? Yeah, we probably shouldn't speculate.
I wasn't prepared to talk about Kevin Porter Jr. today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the Cavs have had multiple food fights?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm pretty sure that was Kevin Porter.
I'm so sure. J.R. Smith, can you Google this? Did J.R. Smith not throw a bowl of soup at someone? Is that not? I swear, this is like circa maybe 2015, 2016. J.R. Smith threw soup at somebody.
Yeah, so it definitely, Kevin Porter, he threw a food, he had a food throwing tantrum.
Okay.
He was also facing weapon charges that were later dropped. He had an outburst in 2021 in the locker room.
Okay. Cavaliers guard J.R. Smith, this is from Brian Windhorst and Dave McMenamin in 2018. Cavaliers guard J.R. Smith earned his one-game suspension from the team Thursday by throwing a bowl of soup at assistant coach Damon Jones.
Wow. Two food fights
Cavs,
and one.
Yo, get rid of the culinary staff. We're done here.
Yeah.
Bring your own food. Soft foods only.
Yeah, see, sources said Porter, whose locker was moved to the wall where the younger end-of-the-bench players reside, began yelling and at one point threw food.
Oh, my God. What's going on in Cleveland?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He came, Kobe Altman came in to try to figure out what was going on, general manager, and confronted Porter, and the player remained combative with his boss. So we got waived.
Huh.
Yeah.
We have some minor breaking NFL news.
Oh, all right.
The Browns are trading Joe Flacco in a 6th-round pick to the Bengals for a 5th-round pick.
Well, that solves everything. Dang.
I got to fix my Tuesday tears now. Coming up at 11 o'clock. Stay tuned. Kings training camp takeaways. That's coming up next on The Insiders. He's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're back in a second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen on ESPN 1320.
He's James, I'm Kyle. Yeah, felt like last night. Jags are here. I don't want to step too much on Tuesday tears, but that was a really good one.
Yeah, I feel like they arrived. I feel like Trevor Lawrence arrived, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
We've been waiting for like 5 years.
I can't decide if that's right or not. Because they tried to trick that game off so many times.
Yeah, that's true.
And then like the last, the rushing touchdown, we were talking about this a little bit at the break, youtube.com/ESPN1320 if you want to hang out with us at the breaks. But I think when he fell down, I think the Chiefs defense stopped momentarily because they thought he was down.
Mm-hmm.
Like you see them let up a little bit. And then he doesn't get up, or he tries to get up and falls again. And then it was like, oh, we have to go get this guy. And then they still almost got him.
Yeah.
But the no matter how herky-jerky it was.
Yeah.
No matter how, what's the word I'm looking for? Like off schedule, off kilter, unorthodox is the word I was looking for. Unorthodox.
Yeah.
No matter how unorthodox it was, that's the drive the Jags have not been able to get. And no matter what it looks like, you pull that win out. That is so much better for you going forward than if you just Jagged it. And he falls down. Chiefs dive on top of him. They can't get up to set up another play. Clock runs out at the 4 yard line. That was the ending I was expecting for the Jags.
I was too. I did not expect them to win the entire time. Like I was like, all right, like because I think what we're watching is Mahomes has finally got a receiving core. The fact that they can't run at all is crazy, but the receiving core is starting to materialize, and you've got Thornton who's come out of nowhere to be really good. Xavier Worthy's back. Hollywood Brown made some really nice plays. Mm-hmm. And then Rashee Rice is coming back like any day. Mm-hmm. Like he's almost done with his suspension.
Next week, I think.
Yeah, you add that with Kelsey. And it's like, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Like Mahomes finally has something.
Yeah.
And so I'm intrigued to see what happens. I'm just like, I was surprised that the Chiefs lost.
Yeah. They couldn't get a stop.
Yeah.
In the game.
What it came down to. Just little bits of air. Mahomes pick six.
Like. I think the Mahomes pick six was tough. I also think that what we're seeing with Kansas City, and again, I don't want to step on Tuesday tiers too much coming up at 11 o'clock. I think Kansas City is just running into odds. They went 11-0 in one score games last year.
Yeah.
And they were blocking field goals at the end of games. They're figuring out ways to win these games. And now this year, they're not getting those same bounces. And this year, those bounces are going against them. This year, Trevor Lawrence falls down and is able to get up twice and break a tackle and get into the end zone.
Yep.
Last year, that doesn't happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just all of the fortunate things that happened for Kansas City last year are like, hey, those things always kind of even out.
Yeah.
And I think that's a little bit what's happening. If you had told me, though, that the Jags were just going to outduel the Chiefs late in a game, I thought there was no shot.
Yeah, I did not expect that at all. I'm sitting there watching. At any moment, I expected the whole thing to collapse and for the Chiefs to win. The Chiefs had so many moments where it's like, oh, well, there they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be fine. And actually, there were times where I'm like, okay, Tuesday tiers is just getting a lot more interesting because it sure does look like the Chiefs are back.
Yeah.
And I kind of still feel that way. But now at this point, I'm like, have we just overlooked, you know, what realistically is a team that, you know, it's solid in the Jags, and all of a sudden they're becoming something more than solid. And you're like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, the talent's always been there with the Jags. It's just can Liam Cohen coach, and it looks like he can't. Maybe the Chiefs are just a regular good team. Maybe they're just not 15-2.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just a 12-5 type of team.
That's
which
what
is still
like.
Really good.
Yeah.
They're still a team. They could still win the Super Bowl.
And nobody wants to play them in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not. Like last night, 23 seconds left when Mahomes took over. It's like, man, they need to get in field goal range. Just too much time. Three timeouts, 23 seconds. That's too much time. Like, they're still that.
Yeah.
So we'll dive further into that, though. I do think that's an interesting discussion about where the Chiefs kind of land. We'll get to Tuesday tiers coming up at 11 o'clock. But you are going to Kings practice today, and you were there yesterday. Anything jump out at you yesterday? Live from Kings practice, James Hamm.
Yeah, so I think the biggest takeaway that we've had throughout the camp is how much every single person there appreciates the fact that Dennis Schroeder is in the building. And you know, again, our perspective on the outside versus a perspective on the inside is something that I just think is interesting. I did not expect so many people to be like excited, you know, like thinking that Dennis Schroeder is going to be a game changer for the Kings. And I know, you know, Doug Christie's talked about the fact that like this is a guy that he circled and kind of asked Scott Perry to go get. Like this is when they were going through the process of, hey, who is it that we would like? There's probably like, you know, a list of point guards that they might be able to trade for, a list of point guards that they might be able to sign, a list of point guards that might be available in the draft. And Dennis Schroeder was somebody who stood out as just like a stabilizing force that the Kings wanted. And to me, you know, it does feel a little bit like death by mid-level. Right, it's something that I've written about and talked about a million times. That, you know, there are teams that get to this point right here where their window of what was is closing, and so they keep going out and using the mid-level exception to try to extend that window, to try to get that one more piece that will make them competitive again. And that's what Dennis Schroeder from the outside has felt like,
100%.
Like, and now we get to this point where all of a sudden you're in camp and. And everyone's talking about Dennis Schroeder, like, again, like he's a star. And that's okay. Like, what they want him to be is a star in his role.
Sure.
And that role is to pick everybody up 94 feet and bring effort and energy and some toughness to the team. And maybe they can get that out of Dennis Schroeder. I'm intrigued.
I hope so, man.
They're awfully bought in.
That's good. It's a good start.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in a weird place with this because I don't. It's like the pomegranate. No, it's like this is not a. This is a pro Dennis Schroeder house. I think that Dennis Schroeder is a quality NBA player, and I know we talk
too.
About how many teams he's played for, but like, man, you don't suck and be in the league as long as he has. You know, and started as many games as he has. Like, he's not a bad player. But when it comes to being excited about the Kings and his fit, it's like, all right. Like, I get it. You got somebody to pick up 94 feet. He plays with an edge and a scrappiness that I really do think that they were, that the Kings have been missing. So, okay, I love that for him, but I don't know. I don't know how much it moves the needle for me in terms of expectation. Like you said, it was clearly a move. Instead of drafting a point guard and saying, hey, we're going to give the keys to a rookie and just let this season play out, that's not what they're doing. And Kenny has talked about this, and I fully agree. They're very clearly trying to win games. We can sit here, and I think this is where I get caught up. Because the Kings are trying to win. That is why they went out and signed Dennis Schroeder. They thought he was a better option than
either the Jones brothers.
The Joneses, yeah.
Or trading for Trae Young.
Or bringing in Russell Westbrook and just starting him.
Yeah.
Like, they clearly thought that Dennis Schroeder brought something that those players didn't. And I like that. It's good. Have a vision. Stick to that vision. Go for it.
Yep.
But I also don't believe, and maybe this is wrong of me, maybe this is just a flaw in my thought process on this. I don't think we're going to be sitting here, since we've circled 2027 as the magical year that the Kings are going to be great again. I don't think we're going to be sitting here in 2027 and going like, God, can you imagine where this team would be if they hadn't brought in Dennis Schroeder?
Well,
and
it's
maybe
because,
that'll be the case. Maybe it will. Maybe he'll instill something in the young players and the play style, and this culture's established, and it's all because of Dennis. But that's a long way for me to go.
It really does feel like here's the problem. The problem is that we have like 10 plus years of Dennis Schroeder film to look at. Like, we know who Dennis Schroeder is. We know he's a guy who is literally on his sixth team in 2 years. Like, so, like, you have to try to look at, like, who Dennis Schroeder is as a player and be realistic. But at the same time, there's so many different versions of Dennis Schroeder. And so if the Kings get, you know, version that played in Golden State last year, we're in for like a really, really tough season. Mm-hmm. If you get the version that was in Brooklyn, that probably doesn't fit the team. If you get the version that was in Detroit, that was like this motor, mm-hmm. then, you know, that's a different type of player that might actually help you. So I think it does depend on what he's being asked to do and what he, you know, what he can do. I mean, there's always going to be limitations to every player. Dennis Schroeder does not shoot the three ball well at all. Mm-hmm. He doesn't shoot well, like, in general.
Not a great shooter.
No. And so that's going to be something that he's going to have to, like, he's not going to just magically get better at age 32. But at the same time, there is something about the way that they're designing this team where they feel like he is going to be a catalyst on the defensive side of the ball.
Sure.
And I like what Keegan said the other day. He said, well, you know, the one good thing about having Schroeder here is I'm not going to have to defend point guards very often.
I hope there's more than one good thing. But
well, that's one of the things. So it's like
the best
thing. Yeah, because now you do have a point of attack defender mm-hmm. that allows Keegan Murray to go and defend somebody else and take away another option. Because that's been sort of the problem with the Kings. You've got Keegan Murray, and then sometimes you have Keon Ellis on the court. Mm-hmm. But then who else is going to defend? And you run into this problem. It's like if you're going to match up, mm-hmm. you go to match up against a team. It's like, okay, well, like Keegan's got Luka. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, who gets LeBron? Well, okay, Keegan's got LeBron.
And
it's like, but who's going to get, you know, so you keep running into this problem. Like who's going to defend when you have a team with multiple offensive weapons, which just happens to be every team in the league, right?
Sure.
Like, so now you have this, and don't get this wrong, you're going to play OKC three times in the first 19 games, right?
Yeah.
I think it's even worse than that. It's three times like the first 9 or 10 games, right? Mm-hmm. So Dennis Schroeder is going to pick up SGA. Now, that's not a perfect thing because SGA is a much bigger player. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it allows Keegan Murray to go slow down Jalen Williams.
Sure.
Where the last couple of years, like when Jalen Williams starts going, like you're in trouble. You've mm-hmm. got no way to stop that, no way to turn the faucet off.
Sure.
So I'm at least intrigued by that part of it. I just don't know how it's going to work out. I need to see it in functionality, and clearly they are seeing it behind the scenes, yeah. and there is a buzz and excitement about it. But I haven't seen a buzz and excitement about a 32-year-old, you know, veteran, journeyman point guard that's played for 10 teams.
I'm afraid that I don't begrudge that excitement.
Yeah.
And like I said, I logically understand it.
Mm-hmm.
How the fit works, 94 feet gives you somebody who can at least credibly defend guards in a way that the Kings have not been able to. I get all of that.
Yep.
My worry is that, like, Dennis Schroeder was really popular in Detroit. Got to Detroit, and man, when the news came down that they were thinking about trading him or letting him go, it was like, I don't want to call it a meltdown, but Pistons fans were like, damn it, I hope we find a way to keep Dennis.
Yeah.
Need to find a way to keep Dennis. And I think that the role he played there was like getting this young team kind of like just doing just enough to kind of get them over the hump. But really, that was Cade Cunningham. Malik Beasley had the season of his life. Mm-hmm. Jalen Duren's really good. Like they have all these other pieces, right? And Dennis Schroeder was just this very, very peripheral piece. My worry is that the Kings are trying to get him to be that while also being a major piece of their rotation.
Okay, so here's, like, if I'm looking at Dennis Schroeder honestly, objectively, mm-hmm. from, here's how if he can set the tone defensively,
okay,
and again, pick up 94 feet, that's not going to happen every single possession.
Yeah.
But slow down the opposing mm-hmm. offense, he can hold down the fort and get you 24 minutes a game of, like, really strong stabilizing play. Mm-hmm. Doesn't turn the ball over a bunch,
mm-hmm.
hits 45% from the field, it's maybe 32% from three,
mm-hmm.
gets you a couple of steals. Like, if he can just hold down the fort,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the dynamic player that Monk is, it comes in and changes direction and, mm-hmm. like, you know, changes the tempo and all that stuff. Like, I think there is a way in which you can have a, like, 1-2 punch that is competent and actually can help you win games.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that we should be looking at this grouping as more than that. And I would feel the same exact way if Russell Westbrook would have signed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you've got enough to get you through.
Mm-hmm.
You got enough to hold down the position and hopefully not take a huge step back.
Mm-hmm.
But like thinking that this is going to be the difference between like a 40 and a 50-win team, that's it might be the difference between a 36 and a 42-win team that you have a stabilizing force. And I'm not going to put all that on one player, but...
And maybe the hope is just what we talked about at the very beginning of this. Maybe it is just a play style and culture and identity thing.
Yeah.
Maybe they identified, Doug and Doug Christie and Scott Perry identified Dennis Schroeder as this guy that, you know what, just kind of plays the hard-nosed style that we want our
team
to play.
And he's super intense off the court.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there is like an edge to Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, and he's not... Like I said, this is not Dennis Schroeder is good at basketball. This is not a Dennis Schroeder is bad take.
No,
but maybe they identified him more as a culture setter, and maybe that's ultimately what Dennis Schroeder's time in Sacramento brings. Maybe it's not wins. Maybe it's all right because we've talked about it. I'd rather they win 38, but man, they have a real identity, and they lost a couple of games because they pulled Zach LaVine out because he wasn't doing what needed to be done defensively, and Nate Clifford came in and played well in those minutes. I would way rather have that than, oh yeah, they won 42 games and lost in the first play-in game.
Like, yeah.
That's just not inspiring to me. So if Dennis Schroeder can be the guy that is the early, I'm going to say early tip of the spear because ideally... Keegan Murray would become this, Keon Ellis maybe, Nate Clifford, depending on how his career shakes out. But being the tip of the spear of setting that tone of how the Kings want to play,
yeah,
then I get it.
Hey, you need a glue guy, and I've said this before, but like when the Sacramento Kings signed Vlade Divac in 1998-99, right during the lockout, they came out of the lockout, they signed Vlade. He was 30 years old. And he stepped in and became like this galvanizing figure behind mm-hmm. the scenes that helped make that team a family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Schroeder's got that, but it's possible that he does have that sort of that impact that glues the team together.
Sure.
And so I should be interesting to see how it plays out.
Another Kings guard spoke at Media Day yesterday. Devin Carter. We'll talk about him next on The Insiders, brought to you by... Nope. This is the ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports League.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Here-eth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get-eth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hey, does this sound like Voice Guy says my name weird? Listen.
Welcome back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen on ESPN 1320.
Like Madsen.
Kyle Madsen.
Madsen.
Huh. I don't know.
Welcome back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen on ESPN 1320.
Oh.
All right.
It's like he cuts the A off halfway. I don't know. That's James. I'm Kyle Madsen. Devin Carter spoke with reporters yesterday.
He did.
First time he's done so in training camp. Any takeaways from the conversation with Devin Carter? Or, I think probably more importantly than conversations with Devin Carter, in watching Devin Carter move around a basketball court in the bits you've gotten to see of 5-on-5 and then what you've gotten to see at practice.
Yeah, okay, so I think first and foremost, he's in much better condition, right? And part of this is that last season, like he just missed, like he had shoulder surgery in July.
Mm-hmm.
He missed months and months and months. He was mm-hmm. not in good shape at all when he showed up. And when he did show up, they sent him down to Stockton. He goes crazy for like 36 points or something, mm-hmm. comes right back, and then can't keep his wind for more than like 3-minute stretches. And you're like, okay, man, like what exactly is happening here? You've had months, and I know you had shoulder surgery, but once you got past the actual surgery itself and the healing, the initial healing, mm-hmm. it's not like he couldn't have ran. It's not like he couldn't have been on a treadmill or, you know, on exercise bikes and stuff like that, getting his cardio up. And what we learned more and more about last season with Devin was like there were some concerns about that exact thing, about like the rehab and how much he worked. There was a little bit of concern about like dietary stuff and, you know, like him acting like he was still in college and not eating the right way. Whatever that, all that stuff, it looks like he cleaned up most of that this offseason. He looked, which is something I've noticed with just about every player that has been like through media day and through the first week of camp.
Mm-hmm.
Every single Kings player looks like they hit the weight room all summer long. Like all of them are in primo shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll point this out. We just went through, like usually day three, day four of camp is when one or two players are sitting on the sidelines with ice packs because they've got some sort of bumps or bruise. And most of the time it's because either something weird happened and they got injured or they didn't come in the best shape, right? That's just not the case this year. There isn't any injury to speak of at all right now. Devin Carter, I asked him about his shoulders. He said they're doing great. It's something mm-hmm. we saw at Summer League. It was like, oh no, he's grabbing his shoulder.
Yeah.
Again. And he's had surgery on both shoulders, which isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one dating back like early in his, I think in high school, and one dating to like right before his rookie season. So there's been this concern about him being healthy enough. And overall, like, look, I think he looks like he's in good shape. He looks like he's in a good mental space. He does not like to come talk to the media at all, which is something I think is different.
Rude.
But I'll say this too, Kyle. Like, when we watched him last year and we watched him in Summer League, the three-point shot just, like, does it go in? Yeah, it goes in some of the time. But it also, it has this crazy arc to it.
And takes forever to go.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, first of all, it takes forever for the release, right?
Yeah, right. That's what I meant.
And then on top of that, like it's like he's scraping the bottom of the backboard with a three-point shot. Omri Caspi did this late in his career. All of a sudden, he's shooting like this balloon shot. Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And so, like, look, I do think that he's cleaned up some of that. He's hit big shots in practice. We've seen that as well. He beat the starters, him and the second, third, fourth teamers, beat the starters in a competitive scrimmage with a 3-point shot from Devin Carter. Like, his confidence is there. I just think that, like, it's going to be really tough for him to carve out minutes.
So that's what you might have seen me scrambling for a pen there. So I've got Dennis Schroeder starting at the one, yep, and Zach LaVine starting at the two. I have Malik Monk as the backup one.
Yep.
Probably. Keon Ellis.
Yep.
Also one of the first players off the bench. And then conceivably Nick Clifford could play some too.
Yeah. Well, Nick Clifford, not only two, but like we asked Doug Christie about somebody did yesterday. I'm not sure who it was.
Mm-hmm.
Asked about like the third string point guard mm-hmm. competition, that yeah. it was a question coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Doug was very quick to say, like, look, I think we've got plenty of guys at the position. We've got, Dennis is going to start. We've got Malik Monk, who's going to play a bunch mm-hmm. of time there. Keon Ellis will have some minutes at that mm-hmm. backup one. There's a point where Zach LaVine might take on mm-hmm. some backup one. Nick Clifford could have some time as a backup one. Mm-hmm. And on top of that,
didn't mention Devin Carter at all.
On top of that, Devin Carter.
Mm.
So even like, I think I asked very specifically about like the point guard situation. How have you continued to push to develop your point guard skills during the summer after you got done with summer league? And it's not easy. Like, it's just about reps. And I thought that was a good point by Devin Carter. He said, like, look, at this level, you can train all you want, but when it comes down to it, it's about getting reps at the position in order to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a possibility, especially if they're going to pick up 94 feet, there's a possibility that he finds his way onto the court, because he is a very good defensive player with mm-hmm. a very long wingspan. He's very fast. And not only that, but he's a bit of a gambler.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's not going to be the one who's picking up 94 feet, because mm-hmm. I think that might be a misconception here. The entire sure. team is not picking up 94 feet.
Right. There's one guy who's bothering the point guard who yeah, brings yeah, the offense.
It's
up.
Where you really brings wish you had up. Davion Mitchell back on this roster, because he's the guy who was doing this, right? Yeah. So like I think that there is a point where Devin Carter will play, but also the point of picking up 94 feet is that a point guard will eventually try to get the ball out of his hands and mm-hmm. push it up court.
Head to head passing.
Because he's annoyed and tired of you bothering mm-hmm. him. And that's where if the entire defense is engaged for 94 feet, not mm-hmm. picking up 90, but engaged.
Right.
While Dennis Schroeder's out there being, you know, the tip of the sword, as you mm-hmm. said, like the other guys need to be advantageous. They need mm-hmm. to be looking for errant passes. They need to be playing right. the passing lanes and getting in transition offense again and again and again.
Right.
When you start to frustrate a team, it also makes it so like the other team has got to put a backup point guard on the court.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to run with a secondary ball handler,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, and it's the problem that the Kings have had in the past. It's like, if you're going to run Keon Ellis out there to bring the ball up, other teams are going to pester him.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go at him because they know he's not a true ball, you know, like a ball handler that, you know, brings the ball up the court all the time. So that's where, like, again, I think there's like this misunderstanding about what the backup point guard is. Like, Malik Monk is going to have the ball in his hands most of the time with the second unit, but it's better if Malik Monk doesn't bring the ball up.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
What you want is either Domas to bring it up in transition, or you want Keon to bring the ball up, or you want Neat Clifford to bring the ball up, someone else to bring the ball up.
Mm.
So then that way, Malik Monk standing in the corner, and when they bring the ball across the mid-court line, Malik Monk is in motion
right.
to come and get the ball. Mm-hmm. And that's where you start getting mismatches.
Yes.
That's where you start sneaking in some like secondary screens mm-hmm. that freeze Malik Monk, not just off the first screen,
mm-hmm.
but again, he's busting loose and he's by himself
right.
and he's able to create for not only for himself, but for others. So I do think that there is going to be a need for a backup point guard, but not in like a conventional way, especially with a team with a ton of creators now.
Yeah.
So
I almost wonder if, and again, I think that a couple of things would have to go a little bit sideways. But you mentioned Devin Carter and the wingspan and the style of play. His rebounding ability, which showed through a lot last year, even if as he struggled in other areas. I almost wonder if they consider running him at like the three at some point in certain matchups.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds insane, but keeping in mind that my buddy Evan Giddings from 95.7 The Game put out his projected Warriors lineup, and it includes Gary Payton the second playing the four. So it's like, it can happen. Teams can try it. I do wonder if he continues improving and shows that tenacity defensively and improves that three-point shot a little bit, if the Kings try and find, like, sneak some minutes in for him at that position where, man, you know what? They're just not super deep.
Well, I think that there's going to be a lot of three-guard sets. Mm-hmm. A lot of three-guard sets with this mm-hmm. team, because that's your
they
best.
They have a lot of guards.
Well, you got a lot of guards, but you also have a lot of quality at the guard mm-hmm. position. And, you know, like you do, that we talk about all the time. Like, I think there is a world in which all four of your guards on different teams could play 30 minutes a night. Like, I think Malik Monk is that type of player. I think Dennis Schroeder is that type of player. Keon Ellis, Zach LaVine. Well, there's only so many minutes in the backcourt. There's only 96 minutes. And if you got four guys playing 30 minutes, that's 120 minutes. Where are you going to get the other,
sure,
you know, 24 minutes mm-hmm. to go out and play? And the fact is, you're probably going to steal some minutes from the small forward position. You're going to have to figure it out.
I imagine Doug Christie goes home every night and has a sheet of paper with the roster and possible rotations on it and just stares at it for hours.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Because I have no idea the right way to do this. And I don't think the Kings are going to know the right way to do this by the time the season starts. I think they're going to have an idea of what they're going to try first. But my guess is, remember a couple years ago, it felt like the first 2 months of the season was Mike Brown just trying things with his rotation.
Yep.
I think that's going to be the first, maybe this entire year.
Well, you have
not
to.
Even just the first couple of months.
Right? Like, yeah. Just because you're playing in training camp and you're playing a bunch of scrimmage mm-hmm. stuff, it does not mean that you're getting to see all the player combinations.
No.
Right? Like, no. We made it through, you know, 2 years ago, like, there was a possibility Rashawn Holmes was going to start alongside. That's what Sean Cunningham had heard, that he might start alongside Domantas Sabonis. We asked, you know, it was like this murmur that's going on. They didn't practice one time in training camp alongside each other. That was never going to happen.
Huh.
But it's something that somebody put out there.
Yeah.
And like, Sean's a good reporter. He didn't mm-hmm. make that up. Somebody told him that.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, they never got around to it. Or they tried it for like 2 minutes, one practice, and we're like, oh, dear Lord, that looked horrible. We will never do that again.
That would be my guess. Again, knowing that Sean is very good at his job.
Yeah.
That's my guess what happened. They went, hey, we're going to try this. And then they tried it in practice. It's like, ah!
Well,
never mind. We're not doing it anymore.
They're going to try things on Wednesday, and it's going to be like, oh, no,
I can't wait.
No.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Plus, it's good you're playing Toronto. They have the length and athleticism mm-hmm. that this Kings team lacks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to shine a bright light on the fact that the Kings lack that length and athleticism. And how do you deal with it? How do you play?
Scotty Barnes.
I don't know if he'll play, but well, Scotty Barnes.
It's a complete crap.
Absolutely. Tuesday Tears. We'll have more King stuff coming up during the handoff for sure. But Tuesday Tears, we got to dive in. AFC, NFC. I didn't get to update these last week. So technically this is a second update since the last time we did Tuesday Tears. We'll shift gears back to the NFL. We'll have more King stuff coming up for you in the second hour. He's James. I'm Kyle. We're the Insiders. It's ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course.
So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.